Bitcoin bounces back as markets digest geopolitical news. The crypto market's got this wild ride going on, right? One day it's up, the next it's down, like a roller coaster. But guess what? Bitcoin just pulled off a serious comeback.
After a rough patch from all that geopolitical drama, Bitcoin climbed back to 68K. It's like the market said, okay, let's not panic, let's just reset.
This isn't the first time cryptos bounced back from a shock. It's like, hey, we're sensitive to the news, but we're built to recover. It's wild how resilient this thing is.
Exactly. It's showing how crypto is becoming a bigger player in the global financial system. The integration with traditional markets. It's not just a trend anymore. Long-term fundamentals are the real story here.
A shock to risk assets, okay, so what happened? The market got hit by some big geopolitics, like US-Israel strikes on Iran and the Supreme Leader's death. That's a lot to process.
Yeah, those events sent shockwaves through everything. Stocks, commodities, even crypto took a hit. It's like the market is saying, we're not sure what's next.
Cryptocurrencies, being the risk-on asset they are, got slammed too. Investors ran to safer havens, and Bitcoin dropped to 62K. It's like, hold on, this is chaos.
The uncertainty was real. People were worried about prolonged conflicts, sanctions, and the overall economic climate. Bulls started to panic, and capital flowed out of crypto.
But here's the thing, geopolitical events always spark debates. Some say crypto's too volatile for such times, but others argue the market's resilience is its strength.
Critics point out the lack of institutional backing and regulatory clarity. But supporters say the quick recovery shows how much crypto's growing. Institutional adoption is picking up, right?
Stabilization and recovery, but wait, this downturn didn't last. The market started to calm down, and Bitcoin made a comeback.
Exactly. After the initial shock, things started to stabilize. Bitcoin and the broader crypto market began to recover, hitting 68K again. It's like, all right, we're back in business.
This recovery highlights how crypto's not just reacting to news, it's adapting. Even with all the geopolitical drama, Bitcoin's showing it can bounce back quickly.
The recovery wasn't instant. It was a gradual process, driven by both technical and fundamental factors. The market started to process the news, and investors realized the conflict wasn't escalating into a global crisis.
You're right. The 62K level became a key support point. As the price approached it, buyers started to step in. Retail and institutional investors are both coming back in.
And the Bitcoin halving event was a big factor. It's a major supply event, and people are watching it closely. It's like the market is saying, this is a catalyst for growth.
The altcoins like Ethereum and Solana also bounced back, showing that the whole crypto ecosystem is recovering. Institutional participation is picking up too, with hedge funds re-entering.
What this means for investors, so, what does this mean for the average investor? It's a reminder that short-term news can be wild, but the long-term story is still strong.
Exactly. Short-term volatility is part of the ride, but the fundamentals for Bitcoin are still solid. The market's recovery shows that the long-term thesis hasn't changed.
Right. Investors need to focus on the big picture, not just reacting to every headline. Risk management is key here. Geopolitical events are unpredictable, and the market can shift quickly.
You've got to balance your portfolio. Putting all your eggs in one basket, whether crypto or traditional assets, can be risky. Diversification is your friend.
And don't forget the macroeconomic factors. Inflation, interest rates, and regulations are all playing a role. While the immediate focus was on geopolitics, the broader economic environment is shaping the market.
This recovery also shows how crypto is evolving. It's integrating with traditional markets, reacting to the same headlines, but with its own unique dynamics. Decentralization, tech innovation, and blockchain are still its identity.
The fact that Bitcoin can rebound so quickly from geopolitical shocks is a testament to its resilience. Investors are confident in its long-term value, even in uncertain times.
And with the halving event on the horizon, the supply dynamics are getting even more interesting. It's a reminder that crypto's not just a fad, it's a serious player in the global economy.
This is just the beginning. The crypto market's maturing, and it's showing it can weather the storms. For investors, the key is staying informed, managing risk, and keeping an eye on the long-term story.